I am convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee on Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. It is now 1:10 p.m. I am Sean Rhodes. I am here with Janet Coleman. Say hello, Janet.
Hello.
Pat Logan.
Hello.
And Carolyn Burden.
Hello.
All right. So let me read through the tentative agenda that I've created and see if how people want to proceed. Okay, so one, choose a pro tem chair. Two, approve draft minutes of September 16th, 2020 meeting. Three, discuss the September 30th LSB show. Four, choose two implementers for the fifth LSB show of 2020. Five, choose someone to handle promotion, meaning card and online announcements, of the fifth show. Six, discuss the mechanics of doing the fifth show during the station shutdown. Seven, choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of fifth show. Eight, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Okay, so any modifications, any objections to that agenda?
Nope.
All right. So I will volunteer to be the pro tem chair. So we got that out the way. I sent out the draft minutes of the September 16th meeting this morning. Hopefully you all have had a chance to look at it. It was rather simple. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
I'm sorry, what time did you send that out? I didn't think I saw.
At 9:30 this morning.
But I would like someone else to check because of my can't read everything. I mean, I miss a lot.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to read it out loud?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh no.
You just did, right? Yeah.
Well, I read the agenda, but if you want to read the minutes for Janet, okay. I mean, you could do that.
I certainly wouldn't mind either.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay. Draft minutes of radio committee meeting September 16th at 1 p.m. Due to concerns about COVID-19, meeting took place by telephone. Meeting was recorded by Otis McClay for placement on kpftx.org. The meeting got underway at 1:07 p.m. Present, Sean Rhodes, Janet Coleman, Pat Logan, Carolyn Burden, and Serene Roberts. Sharon Salam showed up towards the end of the meeting. And then here's the agenda from that last meeting, which I will read if anybody wants me to. Discussion took place. Oh, I love that. Discussion took place. Vote on the agenda. A yes, Roberts, Logan, Salam. No, Coleman, Burden, and Rhodes. Motion fails. Rhodes will poll members for the next committee meeting.
Has joined.
Continue.
Adjourned at 2:09 p.m. I'm not sure which motion failed here. The agenda?
That was number...
There was no motion.
Yes, there is.
Oh, volunteer to make Roberts a motion. Right. Mm-hmm. Roberts made a motion. Right. Okay, and the motion failed. Sorry about that. Coleman, Burden, and Rhodes failed. Rhodes will poll member for the next committee meeting date, adjourned at 2:09 p.m., verified for accuracy by listening to kpftx.org. The end.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Approved.
All right, approved. Okay, so we discussed the number three. Moving on, discussed the September 30th LSB show. Did anyone hear the program?
I did.
Okay, Pat. Anyone else?
I did not.
Here's William. I'm pretty sure I listened, but I don't remember at this minute.
Oh, William. Oh, you're here with us. Okay. All right. Let me mark this here. Okay. Pat, what were your thoughts?
Has joined.
I was so shook up by Hazel bringing up the MNN issue. that I was kind of, out of it. I mean, I thought that the calls, you know, the calls were varied. Some of them were kind of, you know, some of them were kind of, complaints that we expect from the usual sources. Some of them were, you know, pretty legitimate complaints. I mean, and, you know, some of them were positive. I thought it was good, except for that shocker at the beginning.
What was the shocker?
Having MNN brought up. And that's how come it wound up getting on the LSB agenda, and that's how come it was voted by the LSB not to discuss it, because all that started because Hazel had brought it up.
Mm.
But even she didn't want it discussed at the LSB, so.
Any other thoughts?
Hi, Serene's here. So I had intended to go back and listen to it again because I was kind of distracted. I'm always multitasking, but I'm not quite sure I understand the purpose of discussing and criticizing listeners' calls, you know, or people's comments. I didn't see that as being part of the mission of the committee, and I'm going to request, Sean, that you send me a copy of the most recent version of the motion that you email it to me, please. You can send it to the whole group, I'm sure. Others might be interested. But that said, I did think that overall it was an interesting discussion. It was a very different kind of presentation, I think, than other representatives, board members, had made during their, you know, their reporting stint. And interesting is good.
Anything else? Doreen?
Yeah, did you send the agenda?
Not at the moment.
Sorry?
I have not.
You read it.
Okay, stop barking and interrupting when I'm speaking. Could you send us the agenda? It helps for me to, because I couldn't get through. I've been trying repeatedly to get through. And what's interesting, as you know, Pacifica bylaws allow members to attend our meetings anonymously. But when I try to get through on a phone that's actually easier for me to use in terms of cost, but which does not show the number, at least 6 times the call was rejected. When I got the regular phone to call in, I was able to get through without a problem. So it seems that somehow the settings for this meeting have changed since last month, and I can no longer get through, and I'm assuming others who don't care to share their number are also being blocked, which would make this meeting a violation of the Pacifica bylaws. But if you could send the agenda, which I didn't hear read because I wasn't on the line, and, you know, written agendas are pretty standard these days, I would really appreciate it.
Just to quickly address this few recent points, I did nothing to the settings since the first meeting in June. So whatever happened is happening. I have nothing to do with that or no control over that.
Okay.
That's one. And this is the first time I've ever heard of anyone being blocked because their number is not recognized or whatever. I don't know what that's about. All right. Here is the draft agenda I've sent to the radio committee listserv. Okay. William, your thoughts on the program?
Like I said, I'm sure I listened. You mean the last one? I'm sure I listened.
Yeah.
But I don't really recall. I just thought Pat's comment was interesting, that that's how something about partnerships ended up on the LSB agenda. I was wondering how that happened. But otherwise, I don't really remember too many details. Thanks.
All right. I thought Max did a good job in facilitating the discussion and keeping people sticking to the time limits that they were working under. I also thought that we had a good amount of time to spend with listeners, particularly in the second hour, because their reports, Anna and Ralph's reports, were so short. We ended up having a good 45, 50 minutes of listener calls in that hour. To address Serene's point here about she doesn't think it's appropriate to comment on the callers. Well, there's nothing in the motion that forbids us from doing that. And the agenda item we're dealing with right now is for comments about the show, not comments about the show. So Pat has a right to express her opinion. These are her opinions that we're asking for about the callers. You there?
I'm here.
Are you speaking to Serena or William? Because I would like to get on the staff.
I'm speaking to Serene.
Okay. I think that we have many different kinds of people who listen to Pacifica. And the one thing that we all have in common is that we're all a little weird. Some of us got a greater blessing. Don't think it is helpful can you control yourself? I just don't think that it's helpful or generous or reasonable to criticize people or to make negative comments about people when they, you know, most people who would call into the show aren't on this meeting to explain what they were thinking or where they were coming from, et cetera, et cetera. What is the point of criticizing the callers? That's more like some sort of, you know, backyard gossip kind of thing. It's not constructive in the least. It's not our role. My goodness, it's their station. They can.
Can I be on the stud? Pat,
can you stop her from interrupting me?
And Carolyn on the stack, please. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, Serene.
I just don't see that it's constructive. And I really hope that as the person who says they're chairing the meeting, that you will attempt to have everyone exercise some degree of courtesy. Thanks.
Okay, Janet, next.
Yeah, I'm puzzled. Is she criticizing Pat for expressing an opinion about the show? I mean, the point of our discussion was to express opinions about the show. Or was she, or is Serene complaining that people on the show were complaining about the listener call-ins? That is totally confusing to me. One, I think, is a non-issue, the first. And the second, I don't know that there are any rules about interaction between staff and call-ins. I know it's somewhat indirect. The answers are meant to be somewhat indirect unless they're questions. So which is it? You're objecting to Pat expressing her opinion or people on the show complaining about listeners?
Serene, you may answer.
Okay. Of course, Pat is entitled to have an opinion and entitled to share it. This is not the first time, I think, that I've mentioned that comments about the callers or, frankly, about people's performance who are not regular radio people is not a useful way to use this committee's time. You know, if you're calling about how well the show was produced, how well the plan was followed, etc. General comments of that kind are fine if it helps build towards a better product next time. But simply criticizing, I remember, I think it was maybe the last meeting or the meeting before that. Anyway, we don't need to criticize the callers. My goodness, what a waste of time. The fact that the committee motion, such as it is, does not say don't criticize the callers doesn't mean that we need to have a meeting in which we criticize the callers. People are where they are. They share what they can, as long as they don't use the seven words or, you know, aren't incredibly abusive or racist or, you know, misogynistic or whatever. Let the people say what they're saying. That's not the purpose of the committee. What are we going to do? Say we want a better grade of callers? Don't call back? I mean, come on.
Pat is next.
I was commenting in general. I did not paraphrase any specific caller and criticize that person. It wasn't anything that, you know, that would be incorrect to do that. I wasn't doing that. I just was sort of making a general comment about the quality of callers in general, just a couple of categories, but not criticizing specific callers. And I think that's okay, as long as I don't criticize specific callers. And I only said a couple of sentences. It wasn't like I went on and on about this. It wasn't like I was wasting the committee's time.
Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, I think Pat is right on. I mean, part of our job in setting up these programs is to make sure that they run smoothly and end up on a positive note. And I think that one of the wonderful things about call-in programs that I like is that people come in following each other with perhaps no relation to the call that went before, and it just they make their point and go on, and a good host just continues the role. So I'm not unhappy to hear an opinion about the kind of calls we're getting. I'd like to hear more of that and make sure that we don't inadvertently, by this kind of criticism, try to keep off anybody who isn't emitting sunshine and roses. Okay, that's all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Can we move to the next item?
Yeah.
This is really not a productive subject.
Back and forth. Thank you.
Okay, I hear two people commenting after I asked whether I could have the staff. So how you want to run this meeting, Sean?
Point of information. Serena's breaking up.
The chair.
Serene is breaking up. I did not hear her ask to be on the stack. She is not on a clear call.
William hears everybody clearly. Thank you.
And good for you. I don't.
Your phone.
Hold on. I heard her say something, and then you came on, Janet. I was, before I could say, I was ready to move on. But if Serena wants to say something in closing, okay, I'll allow that.
Okay. I didn't hear her.
You will allow that. That is kind of you. Thank you, Sean.
I am the chair. I'm allowing that.
And I'm thanking you.
Okay.
So I
think the operative word
is
move
think...
on. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let Serene talk.
Well, if she would. Thank you.
Okie dokie. So I want to say that I absolutely trust Pat's intentions. I just think that any criticism might be received or perceived by the people who participated as callers, as personal criticism. You don't know where anybody is. But more than that, our members are our members, and our callers are our callers. And if people take the time to listen to the station and take the time to call in, then that's it. It is what it is. If you want to use a different approach or suggest a different approach, then please do so. But I think criticism of callers is rather pointless. What are we going to do? Track them down and say, don't call back? I mean, what is the point of that exercise? At best, it makes someone feel silly. You know, it's just, I see no good. I see nothing good coming of that use of time. But again, I don't question Pat's intentions. Thanks.
Okay, you've made your position on the matter clear. Other people on the committee have a different perspective. So, there you are. And there's nothing forbidding people from expressing their opinion on the callers. So,
we'll
have to register. Oh, well, hold on. So, I guess you'll just have to register your displeasure whenever that comes up in future meetings. But for the time being, so be it. William, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that some kind of crazy reverse osmosis logic just says that the other people on the committee don't agree with whatever Serene was saying about someone criticizing people that call in. It's crazy to criticize the people that call in. Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to belabor this point. You and Serene have a particular perspective. The other people on this call have a different perspective. That's irrefutable. So there's nothing twisted about that. There's no twisted logic about that. Okay.
Oh, it's pretty twisted, but let's go on.
Okay. So, number four, choose two implementers for the fifth LSB show of 2020. I volunteer. Okay. Well,
what's this for?
The implementers. Okay. Well, let me point out here that last time you were implementer, Serene. A lot of chaos arose as a result, and you had to be removed from the position.
Okay, so I see you're going to do this dance at every meeting. First of all, I want to suggest to you, I'm sorry, do I have the floor or are you just?
Well, you can continue. I wasn't entirely finished with what I was saying before you chimed in.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, well, go ahead. I thought you said Serene indicating an end to your statement about me. But
I was pausing for the moment before I continued on
go
with
ahead.
The rest of my
call. Sean, dear, please continue.
Oh, thank you. Now, what springs to mind is that we would have to be rather foolish to give you such responsibility again, since the last time it resulted in you being removed. Extraordinary steps had to be taken to remove you from the position. Do you think it wise to pursue this again?
Okay, so I'm going to take question mark. I'm going to take that question mark as meaning that you're done.
Yes, I'm done.
And I will repeat what I said at the last meeting. This is clearly a planned character assassination, but I understand some people have been specializing in that for decades, including with people who are dead and cannot defend themselves. But, and in writing, remember those little letters? Anyway, I will say this. The last time I was the implementer, we had someone who had a conflict of a meeting based on, you know, the hour they were, they might have agreed to be. And I don't remember how we came to, I think I was working with Janet and thank you to Janet. Anyway, so
it was.
Okay.
It was, and I would not call it working with, as you managed to separate our duties thoroughly. So we were not working together. We were just both implementers. You're working in opposition, actually, as I recall.
Well, you know, I will be happy to share the entire set of emails, including all the corrections that needed to be made. So I'll dig that up in my free time. At any rate, the issue was that someone was supposed to have appeared at a particular time, and then they had a meeting conflict that came along, and I asked them if they could just be late for the meeting. Being, you know, I checked the names, et cetera, went through a lot of trouble to make sure that it wouldn't shift the balance of the meeting that they were going to be on. And they took offense to being asked to make that trade. And complained privately to, I guess, Sean or some, I don't know. They did not respond. And someone later sent an email declaring that I was therefore removed. So I don't know. He made a decision, you know. That does not create, quote, chaos. And it did not create a crisis. We should at least encourage you all to be honest that there is a partisan divide on the board, the local board and the national board, and we know that it is killing Pacifica. But at every single opportunity, we have people who use their majority to abuse every process we have set up, including this motion. I will remind you, the derivation of my 2004 motion. Oh, I'm very familiar with it. But at any rate, you asked for volunteers, and you have 2 volunteers. So what's the problem?
Okay, I'm going to, taking a page from you, view that question mark as an indication that you are done speaking. So I will speak now. You're a little fuzzy on the details. As Janet correctly pointed out, the two of you did not work together on a particular show. You worked on handling one portion, and she worked on handling the other portion. That's one. Two, she conveyed to the committee that she disagreed with how you were proceeding and handling that particular board member who wanted a different time slot. A whole history had to be recounted, meaning researched, and brought to your attention, brought to light, that there's no hard and fast rule about which hour a member can attend. It's up to their availability. And because there was a disagreement, an emergency meeting had to be convened by the committee to address the matter. And you were removed from that position as implementer at that emergency meeting. So all of that, again, was done because of your steadfastness on holding out for a particular interpretation of how the show should be structured or produced. So given, and that was just as recent as 2019, last year. So my question is, are we sure you want to go back and revisit this again? What guarantees do we have that you won't mess things up again? And as terms,
you know,
and,
oh, I'm sorry, you're not done?
No, I'm not finished. And in terms of this allegation of partisan on this committee, well, you've made this allegation many times before and saying that board members were called on a partisan basis. Well, in order for that to be true, there would have to be a JUC implementer calling only JUC board members. That has never happened. Both Janet and myself have contacted JUC members. But the fact that you keep repeating this allegation is rather telling. Okay, now I'm done. You may speak.
Okay. So I will not describe what you have just manifested as a load, but it is quite heavy. First of all, the motion says that directors and board officers appear in the first meeting. And I can't say I've listened every single year, but I know that generally how we do this is that people in the same category appear together. So we've had on the officers together. We've had on the national board members together. Whether or not that was done every single time is not something I can attest to, nor do I find it particularly important at this point. The person in question, and in fact, I believe, I'll dig up those emails, as I said, they should be around somewhere, but I believe it was Janet who proposed that we separate it and one person do 1 hour and the other person do another hour. And if the person whom I contacted to be in 1 hour had a complaint that they didn't feel they could share with me, but they felt they needed to share with her, that speaks to their ability and choice about communication. With regard to partisanship, they're barking every time I open my mouth. You allow...
There is what?
You allow the constant interruption from people who have always been on the opposite side of the aisle, shall we say, when it comes to governance. So if you feel better not calling that partisanship and you want to call it something else, knock yourself out. I know what I see, and folks know what they're hearing.
I
repeat that. You want to tell folks how they can mute, Sean?
I thought that was William talking.
Are you here? I'm sorry?
I thought that
you can't hear the noises?
I thought that was William talking.
No,
it's not.
Okay. At any rate, you ask for volunteers, and then, of course, you promptly volunteer, which I might point out to you is a little bit unfair. When you're the chair and you say, here's an opening, and I take it, which is probably how the meeting began. It's usually how the meeting begins. And thank you very much, by the way, for the draft minutes. First time in what? The years? I don't know. But and I'm sorry we didn't. Let me give notice now to amend the draft minutes because there actually is an error, but I know you've already covered that and we don't have to go back. You know, you have the volunteers. I have volunteers.
Has your
done? Move on.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I just got cut off, but I realize it is 43 minutes after the hour, and we have spent a great deal of time listening to one member respond to a comment that weighed in that is going to be.
You're breaking up, Carolyn.
And she is not. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All I heard,
now
I can hear you now, but before you got...
I cut out. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having problems with my phone. It cuts out for 4 or 5 seconds at a time. What was the last word you heard?
You said that it's 1:44 and you spent one person listening to one person, and then it was difficult to hear, make out what you were saying. If you could pick up from there.
Pick up from one person did. Uh-oh, we lost her again.
Carolyn.
I wonder if she knows she's...
gone.
Not being heard.
Yeah. Okay, so. Carolyn?
Nuts.
Okay, well. how do we want to proceed here? We're dealing with an item that says we're choosing two implementers. I volunteered. The other person who volunteered was removed from that position last year. Do we want to give that person another chance or take some other measures?
I vote for taking some other measures. May I be on that? May I speak now? And
go ahead.
Yeah. I think the idea here is that the purpose of, is that Carolyn again?
Carolyn again. I got cut off. I'm so
sorry. Good. I sort of took your place on the stack to sort of finish off what we were saying. Sean has put the question to the body. There are two implementers who volunteered. One has created chaos previously. Do we want that person to do it again? I don't know if that constitutes a vote. Wait a minute. Point of nothing. Let me speak.
Point
now you have hogged the whole meeting.
Sean.
No, this is ridiculous that this woman is totally hogging the meeting and has done so from the moment she was born.
Hold on. That's unnecessary.
Sean.
Hold on. Janet was speaking. Serene, let her finish before you make your point of personal privilege.
No, I have a point of personal privilege.
Your point of personal privilege doesn't get to interrupt other people while they're talking, which you are known to do while other people are speaking. You make a point of people not interrupting you while they're making their points of personal privilege. Have the courtesy to reciprocate and allow Janet to finish her thing before you rise to your point of personal privilege. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, the idea of this committee in its totality, not just assigning two implementers, is to implement this radio show. The idea is to make it move smoothly into the schedule. Every month we do this. To me, all of these remarks about the remarks of Pat Logan about listeners, these are all dilatory and time-wasting. They implement nothing. I don't know how you want to answer your question. Do we want Serene to be an implementer? But I think, I made my case for that she doesn't attempt to implement things easily, that she causes, that she puts up very deliberately roadblocks to the smooth running of any committee, but I won't mention any committee. I'll mention this one. This is a very smoothly running, simple and effective committee whose simple job is to notify, call back if necessary, email back if necessary, and make sure that we have a quorum of speakers on each LSB radio program. That's the job. It isn't to criticize the people. It isn't to tell them they're wrong. It isn't to dump them off the call if they can do it. It's simply to solicit and implement, make things happen. That's my comment. So now if you want to take a vote, I'll be happy to.
Okay, Serene, your point of personal privilege.
Okay. So back in the day when Janet and I were friendlier and she encouraged me to run for the position of general manager at WBAI.
Is this Donald Trump talking? I encourage Serene. Excuse me. Sorry for that. Just a point of humor.
Thank you for that.
Hilarious.
At the time that she apologized for having told a lie about me, she said that I reminded her of her mom and she almost couldn't help fighting with me. And I would not normally have raised that in a public setting. In fact, I don't think I've really even discussed it with anybody.
I don't think you ever have.
Let Serene speak.
I don't know how she imagines that she actually knows what I discuss with people. But, you know, if she's going to make a statement about what I have been doing since birth, I mean, she was on the planet much longer than I. She was here long before I arrived.
Carolyn, let Serene speak.
I'm sorry. If we're going to go off into personal attacks, there's no point in continuing this. Can this member stick to the point without attacking?
Sean, why are you allowing this woman to speak? When Janet decided she wanted to talk about my birth and I asked for a point of personal privilege, you insisted that I wait until she was done. Yet you let Carolyn Burden, you know.
I'm trying to rein Carolyn in. Carolyn, stop interrupting and let Serene speak, please. Serene, make your point. And it would be fantastic if you could make it within the next less than
hour.
Okay, go on, please.
Okay, so Janet went forth at length, and I don't see why suddenly I'm being curtailed, but you know that there's something about my voice that is painful. Are the antics going to be allowed to continue, Sean? All the fake choking? Don't tempt fate, ladies. So you should let me know, Sean, if you're going to be serious about sharing this and appearing to do so equitably or not.
Green,
because I assure you, I'm not just here because I have a free moment. I have a lot to do.
Green. You have the floor. Please make your point of personal privilege.
Okay. So I think this is all rather ridiculous. I think for you to introduce the idea using the word chaos and for Janet to then repeat it, you know, I think if you guys want to have a review of that, I'd be happy to go dig up the email of exactly what occurred. But until then, I don't understand why slander is the weapon that is being devised while we're here actually trying to take care of some station business, which is to provide a report that doesn't attempt to embarrass or humiliate the people who call in, that does allow for the people listening to understand what is happening in Pacifica, what is happening at WBAI, and how they can best support and strengthen the stations, which sometimes includes criticizing the performance in terms of premiums or, you know, programming or the other things that concern the listeners. That's the purpose of this committee meeting, nothing else. So for you as chair to frame it as, should we allow her after chaos? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's very, but you know, it's very. I don't know if it's transparent in the sense that we use the word as meaning fair, open, and honest, but it's transparent as in easily seen through.
Point of information.
So I think we need to move.
Point of information.
Hold on. Hold on.
What is wrong with you, Sean?
Do you hear me saying, hold on, let Serene finish?
But
do you not hear me saying that?
Oh, wait a second. So one person was unhappy about my recommendation about a call as opposed to being on the air. And that is something which 2 years later, because I believe this had to have happened early in the year, and without any real discussion, here we are, Serene the favorite target, you know. Get shot from station, but this isn't it. And for the rest, you know, your cousins who you've been futzing around for a long time, who are right now trying to screw the entire network again, it's not theirs either. They're not going to get away with it, and you're not going to get away with it. So you want to fool around a little more? Go ahead and do that. But people see what you're doing. We see you.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay. Carolyn.
I had a point of information.
Yes, Janet, go ahead.
What is the definition of a point of personal privilege?
as I understand it, a person speaks when their name or their character has been called into question. It's not a procedural point that wants to be addressed. It's something personal.
Okay. In other words, they can say any damn thing they want. Okay, just checking.
Carolyn, you were next.
Yes, I had a point of information. This program is about to end, and it has been effectively derailed by one person. And I would like to know if we are going to move to extend or reschedule so that we can get some work done. My second point of information, if you will allow, is I was off the call several times because, I'm sorry, my phone is malfunctioning and it just drops a few seconds here and there. Did Janet Coleman volunteer also to be one of the two implementers? I didn't know whether...
I would if we take a vote to reject Corrine. I would. She kind of spoke in the middle of a sentence. She volunteered in the middle of a sentence.
I would suggest that's inappropriate. You should volunteer now so we can vote once and not wait another 2 weeks to deal with this.
Okay, I volunteer.
William has asked back before either one of you spoke.
That's short. William is next. Go ahead, William.
Sorry, William.
Okay, that's just the way you do things. And I'd just like to point out that the last show wasn't implemented very well in my mind. And I think we only had two, maybe three people in one of the sections. So we're not, this committee or group, whatever it's called, is not delivering what it's supposed to be delivering. We're supposed to have four people on each hour and, have them deliver their opinions, their reports, whatever they think, and then answer questions. And none of that seems to be happening. We just seem to be focusing on that, gee whiz, there's one person on this committee who doesn't agree with us all. But guess what? There's at least two. I don't agree with the way you do things either. Thank you.
Okay.
I have an answer.
Hold on. I don't want to get into a back and forth and extend this meeting until the wee hours of the morning. What I will say is that Carolyn suggested you make a motion that you're going to want to nominate yourself as the second implementer.
Right.
Did I hear that correctly? Okay.
Yes, I move that I make myself a second implementer, I volunteer to be a second implementer.
I understand, and I'd like to speak.
To try to get reluctant LSB members in their obligation.
There's no second required and no objection allowed for self-nomination.
Sean, you're laughing. I didn't quite hear what she said.
She said that there are no seconds needed for self-nominations, and there are no objections. Well,
no objections allowed.
I'm laughing about the no objections part because I've never heard of that. But you wanted to say something, Serene.
One of the reasons that I gave notice about wanting to amend the minutes is that at the last meeting, you, of course, spoke and then immediately took the position, which is, what happens every time there's a position. In fact, I think the way you do it is, okay, we need such and such. Okay, I'll do that. We need such and such. I'll do that. as chair and the person who's speaking, it might be good if you gave someone a moment, just roll instead of claiming it for yourself as you have for the past 5 years or something. But at the last meeting, you did that, and then I volunteered, and then Janet volunteered. I believe if you listen to the recording, you will. That will be borne out.
Yeah.
and you, although it's not reflected in the minutes, that it was a volunteer position and someone spoke first. So it's a volunteer position, unless the name volunteers, in which case it then becomes an election. There's a problem with that. Today, you, quote, volunteered. In fact, I volunteered, and then you volunteered. And suddenly, again, now it becomes it's open for nominations, and Janet gets to nominate herself. I mean, can we at least try to be consistent? I won't use the terms honest or, you know, any of that. No judgment. Just consistent.
You're done now?
Yes.
All right. We are consistent. The agenda items calls for two people to do this. There's nothing that prohibits me from volunteering to be one of the people to undertake that task, chair or not. Secondly, during the course of this conversation, Janet has decided to nominate herself in addition to you. Well, that becomes an election. Okay, so we're going to have an election now. So, all those in favor of having Serene be the implementer, please indicate so.
Is this somehow a secret ballot?
No.
Well, wait. It's a voice ballot.
How can it be?
Mm-hmm.
So, who's in favor of Serene?
All elections are supposed to be secret ballot in Pacifica. The only
not
way
on committees.
Not ballot
committees are not the same
a suggestion
as...
and nobody else disagrees with it. Then it's without objection.
I disagree. I disagree. That's possible.
I think you've been around Pacifica even longer than I have, and I know.
Much
that.
Longer.
I think that too.
Who is in favor of Serene being the implementer? Wow. Okay.
So moved.
No, secret ballot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was unmuted. I was speaking.
We didn't hear you. Are you in favor of yourself?
I'm in favor of a reasonable, fair, and consistent process, which I'm beginning to believe you may not be capable of facilitating.
Okay, so that's one vote for Roberts, or from herself. All those in favor of Janet as the implementer?
Me.
Okay, Coleman. Anyone else?
Aye.
Hogan. Anyone else?
Uh-oh, Karen's off the call.
All right. Well, I'm in favor of Coleman as the second implementer. All right. So there you are, 3-1. Okay, that settles that. We're moving on. Number 5, choose someone to handle promotion, cart and online announcements of the 5th show. I'll do that. I volunteer to do that.
Right.
6, discuss the mechanics of doing the 5th show during the station shutdown. As I stated at last month's meeting, Catherine has agreed to allow us to use her Zoom account. So we'll continue on with that. 7, choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of 5th show. As Linda has already sent out the preemption notices. She did that on September 17th for the rest of the year. At this point, it's simply a matter of reminding those folks that they're preempted for Thursday, October 29th, 8 to 9 p.m. So I will do that and just make sure she gives them a reminder because they've had, at this point, a month's notice.
Right.
And 8, can choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. I volunteer to do that. All right. So we have concluded our work for today. I now adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for your time and your patience. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Pat. Bye, William.